Hey everyone, and welcome to Fear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series Fear the Walking Dead. My name is Mufsin Mahbub, and I've watched every episode of this series. So if you are tuning in to this podcast for the first time, what I do here is basically talk about everything on the current week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead. This week, we will be discussing everything up and including the season 2 premiere of Fear the Walking Dead, which is titled Monster. Find more Hear the Walking Dead podcasts on film-book.com by using the search term Hear the Walking Dead. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Hear the Walking Dead in the subject line. So we pretty much left the group on their way to Strand's boat called the Abigail right after the zombies pretty much invaded the beach and all of Los Angeles. So we kind of have a bit of a time jump when we open up the second season premiere, which is, I guess, a couple of days, but I feel like the time jump wasn't that necessary since we're still on that timeline towards where we leave the beginning of the original series. But anyway, so we find them on the boat with Strand saying that they're about to head over to San Diego, where hopefully they'll find a safe haven there. The one thing I can say is Strand acts more like a manipulative and cold, cunning captain, which can, I believe, might please fans of the original series, because one of the highlights was the villains that we got to see on the Walking Dead, which we had the Governor, and then we had Negan come on. So I feel like Strand might be what Fear the Walking Dead is in regards to having a villain on the show. So I believe that might be one of the best parts of the show. I feel like while everyone else is pretty much stuck in their own, with their own problems, we still have trouble along the way, but I feel like that's probably one of the biggest issues, which is focusing too much on the characters, because not all the characters we pretty much want to root for, because we don't know that much about them. So maybe a little bit less on that and more on the action front. I did feel like the intensity increased during the season 2 premiere when we got to see some of the zombies wash ashore onto the boat, and we got to see Nick swimming onto them, seeing if there was any survivors left. But obviously they're pretty much all dead, so seeing him escape from that trouble over there was pretty cool. I get that sometimes there are some bad decisions made for making good TV, but with the Walking Dead franchise, there was a very good reason for some of the characters to act recklessly. But unfortunately, this is how the show is designed, so we're still pretty much on the early point of the zombie outbreak, and everyone's pretty much running for their lives. Like, they don't know what to do, they're not well equipped, so we're still on those early stages. With the first episode, it pretty much improved on what the first season had problems with, because it wasn't well structured, and it didn't really leave any room for much walkers. So we're pretty much going back to that side of things in the season 2 premiere. Any of the undead that we do get to see is pretty much in the proceedings of what kind of gives you the jump scare factor a little bit. Well, there were some points where some of our characters didn't seem that all afraid of the zombies. I mean, they know that the walkers are really dangerous, but we don't really get to see them being terrified at all. I mean, I guess that would be what attributes to what the episode is going for. I gotta say that the yacht storyline is pretty unique. Fear the Walking Dead doesn't really go that much on source material since, this takes place before the comics. So with the story, it could pretty much go anywhere. It could be a good and a bad thing, but because that you want this journey to feel natural, but at the same time not contradict the original series, there's so many things that the show can explore that the original series can't, since you know, they're both on different geographical locations. So it can go either way, and I think that's what sets this series apart from The Walking Dead. But for now, the ocean kind of feels like a really good setting for our characters, because we have because right now we're kind of focusing on this group of survivors who are basically, you know, run into bad people along the way, which are far more dangerous than, you know, the zombies. Alicia pretty much sets them on the course to meet some maybe violent people out at sea after communicating with someone on the radio. But we pretty much have this family dynamic that we see between Travis's family and Clark's family. Chris is still pretty upset about what happened to his mom after they buried her at sea. Things never really got heated enough, though, which I feel like that's something they should definitely be working on. I mean, there were some zombies here and there in the episode, but that was pretty much the only scene that brought the episode forward. I mean, it was an exciting way to start the season, I think. There's still some highly emotional characters that still need some working on, because they're still making some pretty bad choices. Anyway, that's it from me, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Here to Walking Dead. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. All you have to do is search for Mufsin Mahmoud or Here to Walking Dead. You can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MufsinNY. If you've listened to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our main YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. Tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Fear the Walking Dead. Thanks for listening, Deadwalkers. We'll see you then.